fighting for America.
You can shake your head all you want to, Commissioner. You have said today that there's no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. And I'm asking you what criminal statutes you have reviewed to reach that conclusion.
I've reviewed no criminal statute.
Fighting for Idaho.
They got a phone call from Senator Risch and a phone call from Senator Crapo saying, you know, we'd like you to support our governor and the establishment and just take Senator Risch's son's letter to be the fact.
Fighting for you.
Just recently read a few articles on the effectiveness of performing the Heimlich maneuver on drowning victims before starting CPR. I was in the right place at the right time. There's over 250 Boise firefighters who would have done the same thing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. We're joined by State Senator Russ Fulcher. Senator Fulcher, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying your life?
Yeah. You know, it's things have slowed down just a little bit, and that's just okay for right now.
Well, you're like back in the real world, not the world of make-believe in politics.
Yeah, I know. We're back trying to stuff the pipeline with some possible real estate deals, and you know what? That's just a good thing for me to be working on right now.
Gee, hard to believe that you missed out on all the fun of who's going to be the state party chairman. It was a good call passing on that one.
Oh, my. You know, I didn't see that one coming. I know that...
I don't think a lot of people did.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people did. But, you know, hopefully, they'll get things in order and just work through this.
Well, let's get to it. Your thoughts on the future of the state party with everybody fighting.
Well, my understanding, Kevin, is this whole thing is the next phase of leadership for the party. And you know what? To me, it looks pretty clear what needs to happen. You know, the stakeholders need to rally around what they agree on. I mean, the people at that convention and the people involved with Central Committee almost invariably all agree that the Republicans are about less government, less taxes, less regulation, more freedom, more liberty. And we just need to rally around those things. We agree on the problems. We don't always agree on the solutions. And that was the same case in my own campaign. I mean, for the most part, I agreed with the governor on what the problems were. We just had wildly different ideas on what the solutions should be. And you know what? We need to agree. We need to rally around those things that we do agree on, select the next phase of leadership, and just move on.
That's easier said than done, because and maybe, Senator Fulcher, you can be the arbiter of facts here at 580KIDO. You have the establishment wiping out the grassroots in Ada County. You have the Credentials Committee not representing the stacked deck. You have the media reporting that the Credentials Committee was Tea Party stacked. Both sides not coming together. Both sides seem to be digging in.
And I think that's all accurate. And another way to put it is there's plenty of blame to go around. You know, I think that everyone has got some responsibility for the impasse that the party has reached. But, you know, sometimes you got to be tested if you're going to get strengthened. And that is true in personal life, and that's true with organizations, it's true with companies, it's true with businesses, and I think this is one of those situations where it's probably true with our own party. And you got to go through tough times before you can really get strengthened. And that's where the party is at. And it's going to take leadership to work through that. It's going to take some version of concession on one side or both, more than likely, in order to take the next steps. And it's not fun, and nobody likes to do it, and sometimes pride has to get swallowed, but you know what? The reality is it has to happen, and it will happen in some form, because it just has to. We can't just stop. We can't just unplug and unravel an entire party. And so it will happen, but it'll be interesting to see who the adults are that step forward to make it work.
Well, what's your role in this, if any?
Well, probably the best thing that I can do is just try to be a resource as much as possible. You know, I don't know that I have any kind of a formal role. I mean, there's a lot of people who have said, hey, you should consider being a chairman and whatnot. But in that case, I don't know that I'm the best person as a unifier. I mean, we just came off of a Republican primary where I challenged the governor. I don't know that it's automatic in a lot of people's minds. Well, here's the natural guy that will help unify the party. To that end, I still believe that I have some influence, hopefully in a positive people. And if I can impart that, and I'm attempting to do that, if I can impart that with anyone, just to provide ideas, to provide some solutions or some discussion topics that can help work through this, then I'm happy to do that.
State Senator Russ Fulcher with us here at 580 KIDO. What do you want to say to your supporters that are deep in the battle of this with the establishment?
Well, actually, I'm glad that you mentioned something about that. On Thursday, I'm gonna finish this whole campaign event the same way that I started it. You might recall back September, October, I started exploring this with what's called a listening tour, just traveling around the state, just talking to people to see if there was interest in another candidate. And starting this Thursday, I'm starting phase one of a thank you tour. And we're traveling around the state, well, mainly myself. If I can get my wife to go, that's great. But we're traveling around the state, and just sometimes more than a thank you card is necessary to the people that put their heart, soul into this campaign, and I'll be doing that. But my message is going to be to try to have a word of encouragement. I mean, the people who worked so hard for me saw a vision for potential change in a different direction for our state, and I still think that's possible, and I still think that the Republican channel is the best way to do that. And so that will be what I do, and that will be what I say, and I'll be thanking them, I'll be encouraging them, I'll be trying to keep them involved with the process, because our republic does require that involvement with people, and just trying to be an encourager.
Right, but then on the other hand, you have folks that backed Governor Otter that disagree with your folks, that want to keep things the way they are. How does that play out in the general election when you have Mr. Blukoff looming large?
Same thing that I faced there when I was in that race. I mean, the difference, I think, is that Governor Otter and I, we agreed for the most part what the problems were. We just differed on what the solutions are. But a Otter-Blukoff distinction, or for that matter, an Arkoff or a Blukoff culture distinction, is that there's a pretty significant disagreement on what the problems are. And it all boils down to who's in control. I mean, generally speaking, the Republican mindset is the government is the problem, not the solution. And generally speaking, the Democrat position, including from what I understand Mr. Blukoff says, is that you need more government in order to fix things. And so, you know, that's what you have to rally around, and I think that's what people need to come to grips with, is what the real issues are.
580 KIDO, State Senator Russ Fulcher with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here. What do you think about your friend Barry Peterson and what he's embroiled in, though?
You know, I'm not going to say anything negative about Barry. I've known him for a long time, and I don't know all the details and if everything was handled just perfectly, but I can tell you that my experience with him has been that he's been honorable, he's been fair, and that's the experience that I have had. Now, do I know all the details of what transpired during this whole thing? No, I don't. But he was and is in a leadership role at a very difficult time. And that whole comment that I made about being tested, I mean, he's right smack in the middle of it. Now, I don't think that he's attempting to put himself in a situation where he's the ongoing chairman, but he's been put in a very awkward situation, and he's doing the best that I think he can to try to fairly work his way out of that situation and lead things forward. And it's not going to be pretty. He's going to get criticized, and he knows that, and he'll deal with it, I think, with integrity.
What do you want to say to Barry? He listens every morning. He's listening right now.
Barry, hang in there. You know, you know the pathway probably better than anyone at this point. And if I or a number of other resources can help, we'll do our best to try to do that. But do what you've always done. Have integrity and move forward and evaluate the circumstances with all the facts. And Seek wise counsel, and you'll receive it.
Kevin Miller, State Senator Russ Fulcher with us here at 580KIDO. Why do you think Congressman Labrador, the chairman of the convention, has not supported the current chairman, Barry Peterson?
Well, I don't know that he hasn't. It may be not publicly. I don't know that he's really taken an active role, nor have I, frankly.
Where are you guys? I mean, you got poor Barry left to himself. You've got the governor, the senators, and everybody else going to the national party against Barry, and all Barry's got is this program. And then he's upset with me, which we love Barry.
Well, Kevin, I guess I would say there's a – you typically try to fulfill the role that you're granted. And speaking for myself personally, I'm really not involved with the party in any kind of a formal role. I'm not a delegate. I'm not a precinct committeeman. And so I need to be a little bit sensitive about where I poke my nose. I mean, I know I've got some potentially some influence because of I am still a state senator, and I was a gubernatorial candidate, but there's not a formal role to play in that. And so if I'm not invited to participate in one fashion or another, then that's kind of akin to sticking your nose where it may or may not belong. And so I think what you try to do there is just make yourself available, and if those that are the appropriate stakeholders think you can help, then they'll call upon you. So the best thing I think I could do is just let people know, hey, if you need help or if there's some value that you believe I can add to the equation, then I'm happy to do that. And I think that Congressman Labrador is probably in the same situation.
Well, you've got a pass because you didn't go up there, but you weren't the chairman of the convention.
You're talking about my situation versus Congressman Labrador?
Right. I mean, you that was a good call for you not going up there, but he was up there, and he was the chairman, and I just think that you don't leave your troops behind. But that's his call.
Yeah, I think that's just probably – I don't know what his circumstances or thought processes are, and I'm not trying to sidestep the question. I think that's probably just needs to be answered by Congressman Labrador. And I was physically there on the day of the convention. I went on the Saturday, and so I was part of those, or I was watching the proceedings. I wasn't a participant, but I was physically there for that.
I don't know. I think we have reports of you jeering. Just kidding.
Well, no. By any standard, Kevin, it was not something to cheer over. It was one of those things. It was just difficult to see. And but again, you got to go back and look at these things. And probably everyone, whether it's a family or a business or an organization or a community group or church or whatever, has reached some point. Any organization has reached some point where you just have to retool. You just have to hit the reset button. You just have to take things and start building over. And that's just a natural part of getting stronger. And I think that's where the Republican Party is. It's not a pretty sight right now. We know that there is division. But you can deal with that two ways. You can take your toys and go home, or you can get back to work and say, hey, look, this is worth fighting for. This is worth keeping. This is worth growing. And at the end of the day, the latter is what's going to happen. And what I think you'll see come out of it is – probably some new faces, some new personalities, some new personnel that will more than likely be that next generation, and that's what is needed at this point. And it's an unfortunate and ugly process, but it's something that needs to happen. We'll come out of it stronger.
Senator Fulcher, please stand by. More coming up with our friend Senator Russ Fulcher. We'll talk about what's next for him, how he sees the campaign heading up, and, of course, issues of employment, issues of job security, health exchange, Medicaid expansion, a fuel tax, what he sees for the future for taxpayers here in.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let me 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. State Senator Russ Fulcher with us once again. Senator Fulcher, how did your family make out during the campaign? I saw on Facebook your children, very proud of you. We were concerned about that before you jumped in, before you went on your listening tour. Post-campaign, how's the family doing?
You know, I just I'm so thankful. I think we came out stronger as a family after all that. And it is quite an undertaking. I mean, a statewide campaign is a massive undertaking. And, of course, when your name's blasted out there across the state, anybody with that same last name is going to be taking questions and comments, and my kids are right at the top of that list. But you know what? They worked hard. They supported me during the campaign. They still support me. And you know what? I'm supporting them. There's a reasonable chance at some point in time that, hey, they're going to be the ones who's running for office or taking some of the heat. And so it's Dad's turn to support them. So I look forward to that day.
Senator Fulcher, have you talked to the governor lately?
You know, I haven't since the day or two before the convention. We talked very briefly just over the phone, trying to anticipate what some of those outcomes would be. And so, no, I have not talked to him since then.
Are you willing to talk to the governor and anxious to talk to him? We understand, and this is not to smack him or you, just you're willing to work with him and for the November election.
Yeah, of course. You know, I don't think there's any real significant reason why we haven't communicated. I mean, his life is complex, and he's got a ton of things going on. He's got a job and a campaign, and so I don't feel slighted that he's not reached out to me. And as far as I'm concerned, hey, I'm the guy who lost the primary, and so you know, wouldn't naturally be the one that he went to on the top of the list for council. So, and that's, I think it's just natural. But I'm here, and you know, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm sure that we'll be communicating soon.
Some of the issues that you did talk about, the Second Amendment in the state, jobs, possibly Medicaid expansion. Let's just start with the Second Amendment.
Well, you know, that's one of those things where I don't think we can negotiate at all. I mean, there is no place in the world where a people has either forfeited that right, reduced that right, or had that right stripped away where it's worked out well for people. And, you know, we see all these tragic circumstances where a weapon of some sort was used at a school shooting or a knifing or whatever. And, you know, that's not a function of the Second Amendment. That's a function of the mental health of some of the people that are within our society. And so we don't resolve those issues by stripping the rights away of the law-abiding people.
Senator, what about the Medicaid expansion that's rumored to happen coming up this legislative season?
I think you're going to see that probably front and center on this next legislative session. We predicted that during the campaign. I still think that's going to be out there. I still think it's a bad idea. And when people get the facts as to what that really means, which is government taking over more control of health care and those who are in the job force subsidizing everyone who's not, and the ramifications of what that really means, then I think that most people will also realize it's a bad idea. You know, it sounds really good just to say, well, you know what, everybody's now got insurance, everybody's now covered. Well, that's great, but there's a cost that comes with that. Who pays for it? And it's going to be front and center. Expect a lot of pressure on the legislators to pass this, and I will be vocal at that time, as I am now, on this issue. It was a bad idea before. It's a bad idea now. It'll be a bad idea when it comes up.
Do you believe that there'll be a run to increase the fuel tax in the state this time around?
Probably so. And it's another bad idea. You don't tax people to prosperity. You don't tax you don't tax a system to try to build your infrastructure. You accomplish those things by growing your economic base, by stretching that economic base. If we're doing the things that we should be doing to stimulate business, to put money in the hands of people. If you give, if you let people keep the money they earn, they will spend it. And when they spend it, that grows the economy. Or they will save it. And when they save it, that means that money is available for banks to loan. And so the answer is economic growth on all of these major issues. You know, we can all fight over who gets an extra penny on tax or whatever for sales tax or for our infrastructure, for transportation, for education, whatever. We can all fight over that. But it goes back to that analogy, Kevin, of when you donate blood to the Blue Cross, you can donate a pint of blood per month in perpetuity, and you can be an ongoing provider. Or you can give them 8 pints at once, one time. And that's where we are with the economy, and that's the analogy that I like to use when it comes to things like raising taxes for major issues. We cannot tax ourselves so much that we kill the ongoing revenue source of the economy.
Senator Fulcher, we appreciate it. Good luck with your life there. You know, I don't know. It sounds like you're having too good of a time hanging out with the civilians if we'll see you back in politics.
You know what? I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere, and these things are too important to me to just die off. And so you'll see me again, and I hope that you'll give me a chance to come and talk on your program every now and then. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate the voice that you give people, and just the fact that you're willing to address these things. And appreciate you, Kevin.
Right back at you, sir. You always have a home here.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. There we have it, Senator Fulcher with us here. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Thank you all for joining us. And Dave Burnett with us as we start the day once again with fun, frivolity, and, of course, a few days before the Boise Music Festival. Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Yep. Music Festival coming up on Saturday. So big day and big event. Looks like it's going to be sunny, but cooler than we've had with temperatures pushing up right around 80. Upper 70s, near 80. So it will be very pleasant out there, but still wear your sunscreen.
That's if you trust the weather.
The weather or the weatherman?
Both.
Never turn your back on the weather. Don't be trusting them.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's going to be 55 and wet and rainy and everything else, and then it's like 70 and sunny. Can you really ever trust the weather forecast?
Yeah, you know, the long-term forecast that they do, no, I never do. I never believe that. I was, you know, the day of, maybe. I got that one down.
Right, but the whole idea of, by the way, this is for the first time it's ever happened in Studio A here at 580KIDO, which usually everybody else is, but the heat is actually on in the on-air studio. Usually it's the control room. Usually it's the other studios. Usually we have the air going, but I believe the heat is, this is the first time the heat's actually come into our room here.
That is weird. It's 62 outside. It's not like it's cold outside. It's 62. Usually Ray's the one that's like baking in there. And then once it gets hot enough, then the air conditioning turns on because it's too hot. And then the heat goes back. So that's just your way of keeping you healthy.
I suppose.
Get you hot, freeze you. Yeah, it'll be good for you.
I don't think the air is coming on today.
Uh-oh. That could be bad. You may be charged for the extra heat you use.
Maybe bad for me. So yeah. We've got the Boise Music Festival going on. Big news out of Washington, D.C. We have, according to emails now, Lois Lerner actually targeted Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, one of the most noted conservatives on the planet. And now all of a sudden we have the IRS looking to audit Senator Grassley. What do you say to that?
Well, allegedly what's said is that an email was missent to the IRS, meant for somebody else that talked about his wife going on a trip and somebody paying for it and somebody in the IRS saying, oh, that needs to be looked into.
Well, everybody always has an excuse.
Yeah, so that's what is being said. But, boy, you know, again, it looks a little like a smoking gun. But, you know, will the administration get another pass? I don't know.
Well, I don't think that they can. I don't think that they can. And somebody has to have enough guts. Maybe it's the standard-bearer, flame-throwing conservative, Raul Labrador, that would start the articles of the impeachment, since he's a young lion of conservatism that wanted to be majority leader, even though he didn't have any relationships with anybody, and then blasted the process about relationships. Maybe he'd like to start that. Maybe it's somebody from a secure red state that, you know, will put the Republicans on the spot.
Well, you know, again, much as which happened to Clinton, you know, even if you went through and passed it, the Senate would block it and it wouldn't happen. So.
Well, but there have to be consequences for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inexcusable. Maybe you get the White House to prosecute Lois Lerner. Maybe you get the removal of Eric Holder, the most corrupt attorney general that we've seen. Fast and furious, the IRS, the NSA, not prosecuting civil rights crimes. You know, what's going on the border?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is going to break the dam finally?
I don't know, but it's very frightening when you weigh all of the events domestically and worldwide going on. It's a heavy load that's going on. And then you take a look at, oh, look, the economy is not quite what we said it was, as the gross domestic product shrunk by almost 3%. That's the worst that's been forever.
That it has.
And you know, hey, Dave Petzo, what do you think about that?
Well, he thinks everything's wonderful.
Well, I think
markets are going great.
I think that's should be a big concern. And I was just driving up Shinden Boulevard the other day and was looking at all the buildings that are sitting vacant on Shinden Boulevard. Look at it sometime. It's amazing, starting at the Stagecoach and going on up, building after building that is sitting empty. I mean, for those people that own those buildings, that's tough. That's rent that they got to cover that's not being paid. And businesses that used to have people in there employed that are no more. I mean, it's concerning. Fairview is the same thing if you drive up Fairview. A lot of buildings sitting
empty.
Right,
but then you have a lot of people building new buildings.
You know, to me, I look at that and just go, that's concerning.
Right. Let's get back to Chuck Grassley, though. If you're Senator Grassley, what's going on in your mind? I mean, the lost emails and everything else? How does that happen?
That they lose emails?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't. That doesn't happen. That's like an 18-minute blank spot on a tape. I mean, that just doesn't just happen.
But how far we've come that, you know, that really doesn't seem to make a difference anymore. I mean, what Nixon did and what Obama has done, it just pales in comparison. And the difference between having a conservative president, and Nixon was a progressive liberal, Title IX, EPA, China, and what we have today with the press, it's just simply crazy.
It is, and yet people are, you know, and I always go back to this point, but people are like, hey, American Idol's coming back next year. And they got all of them, J-Lo, and all of them back. Keith Urban. You know, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what do you know?
What do I know?
What do you got?
I think the story that really stood out to me yesterday, it was a reported David Muir is taking over for Diane Sawyer at ABC's World News. And I kept seeing all of these stories, including Entertainment Tonight, and others saying, what does that mean for female anchors that a white male, replaced Diane Sawyer? Is this the end of female anchors? Would you say the same thing if it was the other direction?
One can only hope.
Would you say it's the end of male anchors?
One can only hope it's the end of female anchors.
Excuse me, talking.
Yeah, I know, but you're not listening. You're just hearing yourself talk. I'm giving you something to go on here. You're not listening. Let's hope that it is.
It is difficult to listen when your mouth is moving and speaking.
Right.
I thought you asked me what I had here.
Right. You're kind of riffing here. But what I'm saying is, let's hope that it is. Let's hope it's the end of the female anchor.
No, I hope that we have the best anchor for the job. I don't care if they're female, male, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I don't care. I want the best anchor for the job to have the job. That's what I want. I don't know what you want, but that's what I want. I want the best person doing the job. But it just amazed me that you have these reporters saying, is that the end of it? But you wouldn't say it if it was the other direction. You wouldn't say that if they hired, a woman or minority, is that the end of the male anchor? You wouldn't have those stories.
I think you covered it.
All right, done.
Okay.
You? What do you got?
As I said before, I thought we were having a conversation, not the Dave Burnett filibuster, but we'll continue on here. I don't think there's anything wrong with David Murr. I think he's a good-looking guy. He's a good reporter. He's smooth. There is a bias in the press. There's a bias when we have the IRS going after people. You think the Diane Sawyer thing is a big deal? I mean, there's a bias against males. That's just how it is. And you've just reaffirmed it.
Obviously, there's not, because a white male was hired. So what bias is there?
There is. Well, look, I'm going to move on from this. It's going nowhere.
Because you disagree with me?
No, really. You have the situation involving the Internal Revenue Service prosecuting a senator. I think that's a little bit more important than Diane Sawyer.
Ask me what I have. Talking about the senator.
Well, if you want to have a conversation with me, that's great. If you don't, I'll talk to myself. What would you like to do?
Well,
what would you like to do?
I would like to do whatever you want to do, but when you ask me what I have, Kevin, I give you what I have, and you say I don't want to do that. Let's talk about the senator.
How old are you? How old am I?
I'm old enough to know better, but I'm confused. You have left me confused this morning as to what you want me to participate with.
I think, again, okay, so what else? What's the point? Okay, so Diane Sawyer, who's 72. Okay, is it time for her to retire? Yes. Is it a big news story? Well, I think David Murr is going to do a good job. And quite frankly, female anchors don't work.
Okay.
I mean, but your soliloquy about, I want the best person for the job, female anchors don't work. Name me one national female anchor that does a news show that is winning, that has won. Connie Chung didn't work. Katie Couric didn't work. Diane Sawyer recently has had real-life success against Brian Williams, which makes me question the move. However, what the heck do I know? You could argue, I'll do your argument for you. You could say Megyn Kelly, but she does more of a talk show. But you could make the argument, and people say that's sexist, although you prove the point that if it's the other way around, it's no big deal. It's a great victory for women. Never mind the guy. Well, the guy has had their run.
That's why a white male is now taken over. See, what you're saying is what happened is counter to what you're saying. You're saying that the white male is done.
The white male is done.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I don't think it's a big deal. Okay, Diane Sawyer, who makes $1 million or whatever, she's in the Nixon White House. There's a bias against men. There's always a bias against men. That's just how it is. And when you say you want the best person for the job, well, I would argue that people aren't down with the nightly newscast as far as having a female lead anchor. Diane Sawyer didn't beat Brian Williams until recently, and that was like 2 weeks out of years. That's number one. Number two, I think people prefer watching men give the nightly news. It hasn't worked. Katie Couric was a complete disaster. She was a disaster after the Today Show. It just didn't work. So as far as a female getting the news, well, just not my thing. Oh, the Utah became the first state to be in a position to take the fight of the ban to the bigger court, and it got shot down. So I guess they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court for the same-sex argument. How exciting.
Yep, we'll see how that affects Idaho.
Well, Idaho won't be decided until September. That's when the Ninth Circuit will take it up again.
Yeah, different circuit court. But we'll see how that affects it.
So do you have anything else?
Not a chance. What else have you got?
I think it's time for traffic.
Okay, let's do it. Traffic now. As you're coming out of Canyon County into Ada County, watch out at Northside. We do have that construction project underway there, and that will back traffic up again. As you come on down into the Boise area.
Don Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
5:37, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, we will, well, just take a look at a few things here at 580KIDO. Number one, just this issue involving accountability with the Internal Revenue Service. And if you missed our interview with Becky Gerritsen of the Wetumpka, Alabama Tea Party, we'll have that for you. But, again, the big news of the day is that we have the IRS actually targeting a United States senator. Now, that shouldn't make a big difference, whether it's a senator, whether it's anyone else, but clearly action needs to be taken. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And this is why we love the work of Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch. This is why we love the work of other truth tellers like our folks at FreedomWorks. This is why the future of America is perhaps not political parties, but the future of America is, in fact, these advocacy groups that advocate for issues. More on that in a minute. 580KIDO, let's get you to travel. 5:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. So coming up, much more on the IRS targeting individuals, more on the border situation. And by the way, thanks to our friend Ann Coulter, we have America's new favorite pastime, a pastime that you're not going to hear anywhere else in the politically correct Politburo, but hating soccer. There's going to be a lot of World Cup propaganda going on today, the Germans versus the Americans. It's the biggest game ever. Well, my friends, it's sad that we're going to have people taking off from work. It's sad that we're all going to have a great time trying to understand a socialist sport that will never love us back when we have this issue involving the Internal Revenue Service targeting elected officials, ordinary citizens. This is scary, folks. You can't miss this interview next. Serving